بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رفع إليه ابن إمنته وهو في الموت، ففاضت عينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال له سعد: ما هذا يا رسول الله؟ قال: هذه رحمة جعلها الله تعالى في قلوب عباده، وإنما يرحم الله من عباده الرحماء. متفق عليه. This chapter on the permissibility of weeping or crying softly at the time of demise, somebody near beloved to you has passed away, for you to shed tears at that time, provided obviously with the caveat, as we mentioned previously, that there should not be wailing, screaming, utterances which go against Shariat, which invoke the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, displaying of bare sabri, lack of patience, etc. Naturally, to cry, to grieve within the boundaries of Shariat, this is something that is encouraged and is in fact an exhibition of the rahmat and mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within an individual. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his grandson, the son of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the riwayat is mentioned Ibnu Ibnatihi, the son of his daughter, was presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa huwa fil maut. He was in the last stages of life, a little baby, infant, passing away. In this condition, was brought before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brimmed over with tears. To this one companion, Sa'd, it's mentioned Sa'd, but ghaliban Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said that, "What is this, O Nabi of Allah?" In other words, he was surprised that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was weeping at this time. We have to understand that the challenge that faces every one of us in this world is that when halat, conditions, trials, tribulations come, in essence, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Allahumma inni as'aluka rida bil qada," O Allah, I ask you, I beseech you to give me this kayfiyat and condition of the heart that I am happy with whatever you have decided. Life and death, everything we have belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Allah can take it away whenever He wants. At that time we have to be, praise Allah Ta'ala, accept the decision of Allah Ta'ala. So, to Sa'd, this ostensibly, outwardly appeared as something that the Shariat will frown upon. Why is the Rasul of Allah crying? This is Allah's decision. At heart, it should be accepted. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this question was put, "Ma hada ya Rasulullah?" The Nabi of Allah, what are these tears? How is it that you are crying? To this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, and he said, "Hadihi rahma." This is mercy. This is mercy, kindness, compassion that Allah Ta'ala places in the hearts of His slave. In other words, there's nothing wrong with this. Having this softness of heart, compassion, crying easily, etc. This is mercy from Allah Ta'ala. And not only is this mercy from Allah Ta'ala, but it is Allah's sunnat. What is Allah's sunnat? إِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرُّحَمَى. When a slave of Allah is merciful, then this becomes a means of Allah's mercy being directed towards that person. If you are merciful to the slaves of Allah, Allah will be merciful to you. In other words, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging us to be soft-natured. And from this hadith, this Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, in the introduction of this chapter, is mentioned that وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَىٰ جَوَازِ الْبُكَاءِ بِغَيْرِ نَدَبٍ وَلَا نِيَاحَ أَحَادِيثٌ كَثِيرًا. He said the proof on the permissibility of weeping at the time of demise of a beloved, as long as there is no invitation given towards that, as long as there is no screaming and wailing, there are many ahadith that prove this, the permissibility of it, and this is one of those ahadith. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل على ابنه إبراهيم رضي الله عنه وهو يجود بنفسه فجعلت عينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تذرفان فقال له عبد الرحمن بن عوف وأنت يا رسول الله فقال يا ابن عوف إنها رحمة ثم أتبعها بأخرى فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العين تدمع والقلب يحزن ولا نقول إلا ما يرضي ربنا وإنا بفراقك يا إبراهيم لمحزونون. Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, when it comes to test, trials, tribulations, musibat, calamities in this world, that is one hadith wherein we find this inference. Rasulullah said, whatever Allah tests you with, take himmat and courage by pondering over what I was tested with. Who will be tested the most? This question was put. Rasulullah said, Anbiya will be tested the most. Those who are the most beloved to Allah will be tested the most. And then those closest to them, and then those closest to them. We find it's a great challenge when someone has to lose a little child. Yet Allah Ta'ala put His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through that same test. Not just once. It's mentioned historically that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana lahu min al-awladi sab'a. He had 7 children in his lifetime. 3 were male. Ibrahim, the mention of which is in this riwayat, and Ibrahim was from Maria Qibtiya, radiallahu ta'ala anha, the slave girl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibrahim was born in the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He passed away in infancy at the age of about 16 or 18 months in the 10th year of Hijrah, the last year of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other two sons, Qasim and Abdullah, were from Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they also passed away in infancy. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 4 daughters. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was married to Abu al-As bin Rabi'a, Umm Kulsum and Ruqayya radiallahu anhunna, who were married one after the other. When one passed away, then the next one, to Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And famous amongst the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatimatu Zahra, Sayyidatu Nisa'i, Ahlil Jannah, the queen of the women of Jannah, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was married to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Of the 7 children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 males and 4 females, 6 passed away during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one can feel Allah has tested me if you have to lose your child. 6 out of the 7 children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 sons and 3 daughters, passed away in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to react? What should be our demeanor at that time? We have the practical example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of us. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered upon his son, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, وَهُوَ يَجُودُ بِنَفْسِهِ. He was gasping for breath. Little baby in infancy, this is not an easy sight for any parent to see. The child in the last gasp of life, gasping for breath, as the breath is breaking from the body, the ruh and the soul is leaving the body. In this condition, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered upon Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brimmed over with tears. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time said, Wa anta ya Rasulullah, you also, O Nabi of Allah. In other words, you also are crying. According to Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu's understanding, this to some extent was something he couldn't fathom, that he felt that perhaps this goes against accepting Allah Ta'ala's decision. From the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn that not only is this not against Shariat, it is something encouraged. It's an exhibition, as we see in the previous riwayat, of that natural mercy and compassion which Allah Ta'ala has placed, and Shariat encourages that to the point that if you are merciful, Allah will be merciful upon you. If you are soft-natured, in fact, we have to endeavor to try to be soft-natured, soft in heart, not be harsh, not be rigid, not be intolerant, etc. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Wa anta ya Rasulullah, you also, Nabi of Allah, faqal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ibn Auf, innaha rahma. This is rahmat. This is mercy and compassion. And then he cried even more. More tears. More tears. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed more tears. He wept. Obviously, this is not an easy sight. One's baby, that too, like it's mentioned, they say, burhape ke olad, dil ko pakar lete. A child, if Allah Ta'ala gives you in old age, this child was born, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about 61 years of age. So, a child in old age, the attachment naturally with the parents is even stronger. So to see this child in this condition, gasping for breath in the last throes of life, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَهَا بِأُخْرَى, he cried even more tears leaked out of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, very, very profound sabak and lesson, as we see in the previous riwayat, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُعَذِّبُ بِدَمْعِ الْعَيْنِ وَلَا بِحُزْنِ الْقَلْبِ, Allah will not punish you or take you to task with the weeping of the tears or the grief of the heart, but Allah will punish you because of this, the tongue, what you utter, or you will have mercy upon you. Similar profound advice is given in this occasion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is holding his baby Ibrahim in his hand. Ibrahim is in the last throes of life. Tears are pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he utters these profound words which we should take sabak and lesson from. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-'ayna tadma," the eyes are weeping, "wal qalba yahzun," and the heart is grieving. The eyes are weeping and the heart is grieving. Wala naqul, but we will not utter anything except that which pleases Allah. The eyes are weeping, the heart is grieving, but on the tongue, nothing will come except ma yurdi rabbana, that which pleases Allah. As we learned from the previous riwayat, at this juncture, to say Alhamdulillah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allah builds you a palace in Jannah, palace of the praise of Allah Ta'ala. So we will not utter anything except that which pleases Allah Ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Ibrahim, your separation from us has become a source of great grief and pain. Wa inna bifiraqika ya Ibrahim lamahzunun. SubhanAllah.